You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, let's touch the table with football that resides outside the city of Detroit. 7 minutes, everything you need to know. It's football today.
So after, well, we'll continue the week of football tonight, but before we get to that, I have some statements here from the week of the NFL. You let me know if it's an overreaction or not.
Okay.
The Texans will be the first team to clinch their division. They are currently 5-1, half game behind the Chiefs in the AFC, but more importantly in their division, they lead the Colts by 2 games, and they also then beat the Colts already. Everyone else 1-4, 1-5.
Yeah, it's a bad division. Mathematics speaks. Yes.
You know what, David? I think it'll be a race between them and the Chiefs, but I could see that. You know, the Colts are doing the magic, man, and they got the quarterback that it's winning. Anthony Richardson, I would sit him on the sideline. I get what you're saying. I think it's going to be a race to the finish line between them and the Chiefs of who clinches first.
So let's move over to the NFC, where nobody in the NFC West is over 500. The NFC South, of course, they have the Falcons and the Bucks that are both 4-2. Then you have the NFC East. The Commanders are in first place at 4-2. So the statement is, all four NFC North teams will reach the playoffs this season.
No, it's impossible. No, just no.
Yeah, mathematically, I don't see that happening because as great of a story it is with the Bears and their resurgence, I do think that water will find its level, and I don't see the Bears. I think the Bears may be the odd team out. I think you may get 3, not all 4.
So the report is today that Anthony Richardson will start this week against the Dolphins. They won 20-17 with Joe Flacco as their quarterback. They are currently at 3-3, sitting second in the AFC South. I know we talked about the Houston Texans. But the statement here for them is they are making a fatal playoff mistake by starting Anthony Richardson.
I just mentioned that. Yeah, I think Flacco is your guy. It allows Richardson maybe to just kind of take that step back, get fully healthy. You're the future. But Flacco, I mean, obviously, David, the guy had a few years left in him because he's still able to come out and get wins. I have more faith if I'm a Colts fan when Flacco's out there than Richardson.
Look, man, it's a road to nowhere playing Flacco. All right, you want to try to flirt, make the wild card, get your faces kicked in? You can, but you're burning a year of development, burning a year of evaluation. And if Anthony Richardson sucks, I got news for you. I need to know because I need to draft another quarterback.
Fair.
Rico's right. Flacco gives him the best chance to win now. But what are your goals? If the goal is to win a Super Bowl, you ain't doing it with old man Joe.
But what if you're not going to win it with either one?
Well, then you're effed, and I suggest you spin the wheel of fortune, quarterback edition.
I think I'm ready to say this. You can let me know if it's an overreaction or not. The San Francisco 49ers will not make the NFC Championship game, and Kyle Shanahan will get fired.
I think the firing part is an overreaction. I think the first part is not. I think you're living in reality. The Niners are fine, but to get back to the NFC title game?
I don't know. I don't see it.
In order for them to get back to the NFC title game, David, the way things are playing out, it would kind of – they need the luck that the Lions had where teams the week before the San Francisco Niners would have to play them would lose, setting them up for more advantageous games to play, kind of how like when the Packers took out the Cowboys and gave the Lions the home field for yet another week. They're struggling, ton of injuries. I don't think McCaffrey's going to come back this year. You know, Jordan Mason's only going to take you so far. I don't think Shanahan's going to get fired. Now, he'll be on the hot seat, but I think if that happens, it'll probably be him and Lynch together on the way out.
Well, last night was a rough watch. Both teams didn't look the greatest. At 2 minutes left in the game, though, Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow had been pressured on 47% of his dropbacks, according to NFL's Next Gen Stats. He was sacked 4 times, 7 quarterback hits on him, and he then was in the tent towards the end of the game. So the statement here, yes, they won, they're 2-4, but Zach Taylor won't survive the season.
Man, the coaching security thing, I got a hard time believing Zach Taylor gets fired. So I'll say overreaction by you.
Yeah, and I really don't know. I thought I had higher hopes for the Bengals. Everybody did. It's just like when you watch them, you're like, what is wrong with this team? Why can't you score?
Well, last night they weren't keeping guys into pass protect. They were being stubborn about it and going zero protection and having 5 guys to block 4, and the Giants' 4 is better than their 5.
Yeah,
and that's without Thibodeau, who had wrist surgery this week.
Maybe they just believe too much in Joe Burrow and just think, oh, you're going to Patrick Mahomes this and find a way at night. Probably the worst thing that happened to them in that game was him running for 47 yards and a touchdown. Because at that point, they just figure, you got this. We don't need to keep extra people in here to block for you. Actually, I do. I don't want to run for my life.
This is just a funny overreaction or possible statement
from me. Pittsburgh Steelers are going to the Super Bowl.
No, that's never happening. But you just kind of selfishly want the Falcons to keep winning so we can see the swag surf every week.
Don't care. Next.
No, but you know what? Here's the thing. And this goes back to what you said earlier. It's another reason why I don't think you're going to get all 4 teams from this division, because I think that Atlanta and Tampa both will make the playoffs. And if that's the case, you're not getting all 4 teams in.
And we can close it out with this here because we have a big Monday night game. The Jets fired Robert Saleh. We all know they've removed play calling duties from Nathaniel Hackett. And Rodgers and company talked this week about a need for accountability and the need for change. Well, the change happened. The most important game of the Jets season is tonight.
Agreed. And I think they win.
Agreed. But I don't. I think Buffalo's just going to come in there and get it done. David, I think that...
That's got lunch bet written all over it, David.
Because to me, they're almost like the East Coast version of the Cowboys. They're just a hot mess. And they could try to get out their own way, but they don't like to do that. They like to trip and fall.
All right, lunch bet. Put it on the board.
Okay.
Straight up, no points.
Straight up.
Done. I got the Jets. You got the Bills.
Who sings the fight song?
I like that. Yeah, I'm down. I think the Jets win. I just got a weird feeling. And they're going to – look, Todd Downing, who's going to be calling the plays now, Tennessee pedigree, ground and pound. They've got a thunder and lightning combo. They refuse to use it with Braylon Allen and Breece Hall. In my mind, I'm just pathwaying this. Well, all right, this will be fun. It'll give me something to root for. Okay. I hate the Jets, but free lunch always works.
Mike's rooting for the Jets tonight.
I know.
And that is...
Well, one team in that building ought to do something.
You got the Yankees.
That's not in the
That's
building.
That's not the building.
I'm just saying, it's in the city.
That's not... They Whatever. Don't even play in the same state.
That is in football today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.